Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Apostle Horsley. How are you today? Well, good morning, everybody. I don't hear his voice. Don't know if he's muted or what's going on, but good morning. We're glad that you're here today at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. We thank the Lord for today, November the 17th, 2021. We know that the Lord is in this place, and he's in us now. He's taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in him. There is nobody like our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this song has just been with me this week. My God, my God. There's nobody like Jehovah. There's nobody like Jehovah. There's nobody like Jehovah. There's nobody like Jehovah. Though he comes riding on the cloud, shining like the sun, as the trumpet calls, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hills, salvation comes. Lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hills, salvation comes. There's nobody like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. There's nobody 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 like Jehovah. Lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hills, salvation comes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's just a time of rejoicing. Let the joy of the Lord continue to be our strength, and with joy we will draw water from the wells of salvation. Praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord this morning. We're going to see if Apostle Horsley or his beautiful bride are ready to lead us this morning. I see them online this morning.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, we're here. Amen. Good morning.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Amen, amen.
Okay, then. All right, then. Good morning, everyone. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Good morning, Pastor. I want to welcome you to the broadcast. This is Praise, Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. This is our hour of power of prayer. Just excited about everything. Hallelujah to God. I like that song, you know. I also like to hear Pastor Darling. She has a very unique voice when she sings.
I haven't
heard that one. That's quite a beautiful sound. It's a special design by God.
Yes. Amen.
Glory
be to God.
So I thank God for that, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you. It's recorded in the Psalm of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah to God. We just praise him. God is awesome. Can I tell you? I'll do the opening prayer that she can do the script. Hallelujah to God. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we come to give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise, do what it deserves in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you stretch forth your hand. God bless you. Stretch forth your hand of deliverance, O Lord God, and deliver us as only you can, O Lord God. For God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth on to God. Hallelujah, God. So we thank you today, O Lord God, for the broadcast, O Lord God. We ask, O Lord God, and we thank you, we praise you in advance, O Lord God, that you will cover every prayer request, O Lord God, that you will touch in a mighty way and in a miraculous way, O Lord God. Continue to work in miracles, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. With signs and wonders, O Lord God. Bless Jamila and Ben, O Lord God, and let their body still continue to heal, O Lord God, and mend itself together, O Lord God, and just bless the siblings of their marriage, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And everybody else that's on the part of the broadcast, O Lord God, bless them, touch them, heal, deliver, set free, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the children, the grandchildren, O Lord God. those that are waiting for healing, O Lord God, and those that are waiting to put in their prayer requests, O Lord God. We thank you for them, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You never fail us yet, O Lord God. God, we pray for the presidents of this United States, O Lord God, and the Congress, O Lord God, those that are on Capitol Hill. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, God, we pray for this brother family, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The boy, I think his name started with A. He got murdered over there in Georgia. They're doing this trial on TV, Lord. And, Lord God, the people just seem like they want to just do wrong and just want to overlook, oh, Lord God, the problem and the situation in the country, oh, Lord God. Lord God, and we pray in this morning, oh, Lord God, that justice prevail, oh, Lord God, and that justice reign, oh, Lord God, even though they have these fancy lawyers, oh, Lord God, that's trying to turn things around with a mistrial, oh, Lord God. Look on it, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. God, there are those, oh, Lord God, that are waiting for financial blessings, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We have to touch right now in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Those that have business, oh, Lord God, and entrepreneurs, oh, Lord God, as well as a pastor, Lord God, in her new home that she's looking for, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We present these things before you, Lord God, because you're the only one who can and you're the only one that will, oh, Lord God. Very close to Thanksgiving, oh, Lord God, that as we enter into the high holy days, oh, Lord God, to the 25th of December in that area there, Lord God, of the birth of Christ, oh, Lord God, we ask that you would just bless, oh, Lord God, in a miraculous way in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we look at, actually look on the finances, oh, Lord God, of the ministry here, Lord God, of prayer, pray, deliverance ministry, Lord God. Look on the circle of friends, oh, Lord God. Lord God, bless, oh, Lord God. Let us be able to sow a good seed, oh, Lord God, into the ministry, Lord God, as we get ready to go into this last month of the year, Lord God. Well, Lord God, you said what sort of thing we desire when we pray, oh, Lord God. I believe that we receive it when we pray, and we shall have it, oh, Lord God. Look on Minister Chris, oh, Lord God, and her business, oh, Lord God. That's a scholastic, Lord God, and that new car for her daughter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Just to mention a few, oh, Lord God. Lord God, bless our children everywhere, Lord God. We thank you, oh, Lord God, collectively for all that's going on this week, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Even the fund drive, oh, Lord God, to send the blankets over to Africa, Lord God. That's, oh, Lord God, that you touch people's hearts, oh, Lord God, that we'd be able to get this done, oh, Lord God. It's a challenge that have came up, oh, Lord God. Other circumstances have come up, oh, Lord God. But, Lord God, you never failed us yet, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we call for a withdrawal from that celestial bank of heaven, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. In your country, oh, Lord God, in your kingdom, oh, Lord God, there's no bankruptcy in that vault, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless, oh, Lord God, even Minister Linda, Lord God, that you touch her body, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, and others that had problems, oh, Lord God, and others that haven't got answers, they pray, Lord God, and their bodies that need to be touched, oh, Lord God, and those that have gone through an operations, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would stretch forth your hand of deliverance, able Satan, see, oh, Lord God, and that you would just bless, oh, Lord God, as only you can, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. And we want to rejoice in the Lord always, oh, Lord God. Again, I say rejoice, oh, Lord God. God, that you would look on the situation, oh, Lord God. Lord God, especially, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless the people, oh, Lord God, that are traveling, oh, Lord God, over this next week as they go into the Thanksgiving season, oh, Lord God. Lord God, let them consider the way that they travel, Lord God, and if they have to go as fast as they've been going everywhere else this year, Lord God, their lives will be saved, oh, Lord God, because they're packing the highways, oh, Lord God, saying it's okay to travel and the price of gas is up, oh, Lord God. Touch their hearts, oh, Lord God. We ask that you cause the people to consider if they need to make that trip, oh, Lord God, if they need to spend that finances this week, and do they just need to be close to the family, oh, Lord God. We can't tell them what to do, Lord God, but we make a suggestion, oh, Lord God, that they just don't get caught away in the commercialism, oh, Lord God, but they will give you thanks, oh, Lord God. And that money could be better used here at Prayer and Deliverance Ministry, the Circle of Friends, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. So we thank you, Lord God, and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. All things considered, oh, Lord God. We ask that you bless, oh, Lord God, like never before, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bless us. Brother Roderick, oh, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Brother Roderick, Pastor Darlene Roderick, my Roderick, and I think somebody else has a son or daughter named Roderick in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. Kennedy, Lord God, just bless in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would touch, oh Lord God. Children have ran away from home, oh Lord God. Break the powers of suicide, oh Lord God. We break the powers of darkness, oh Lord God. We rebuke the unfruitful works of darkness, oh Lord God. And we lean, oh Lord God. We don't lean not to our own understanding, oh Lord God, but we'll find scripture, oh Lord God. And we'll write your word in our hearts, oh Lord God, that we may not sin against it, oh Lord God. Lord God, as we go forth in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, ask that you would send a special anointing, oh Lord God, upon your people, oh Lord God, comfort from pain, illness, sickness, and disease, oh Lord God. Touch every prayer request in Jesus' name we pray, amen. The wife will come now and she'll read the broadcast, and then we go on in this hour of power of prayer in Jesus' name, amen. Amen again.
Yes, amen. Well, praise the Lord, saints of the Most High God. Praise the Lord. We do give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to our beloved pastor and visionary of this powerful prayer line, our dear pastor, Darlene Bundage, along with all the clergy and all the great people of God, saints of the Most High God. Truly, we have a right, hallelujah, and a good reason to praise the Lord our God. I will be reading from 1st Chronicles 16. Our scripture of the week is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 34 through 36. Praise the Lord. And it reads on this wise: Oh, give thanks to the Lord, hallelujah, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name and to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said amen and praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for this particular scripture. Praise the Lord. It is a psalm of thanksgiving. Praise God that David was giving thanks to the Lord at the return of the Ark of the Covenant. Hallelujah. Back to Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. You know, the saints of the Most High God, you know, in the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant, as we know, represented the very presence of God. And it represented, hallelujah, the victory, hallelujah, the testimonies of Israel. It represented the Pentateuch, which was the first five books of the Old Testament was in there. It represented the essence of God. How much more now should we give God all the glory? But we should remember to give him the praise, for truly he is worthy to receive all the honor. He's worthy to receive all the glory. Truly, we know Israel rejoiced that the Ark of the Covenant had been returned properly to Jerusalem. But now that we have the presence of the Lord through his precious Holy Spirit, we ought to be giving God praise 24/7. We ought to be worshiping him. We ought to be meditating in his word. We ought to be giving him the glory. When we consider, saints of God, how much Jesus loved us, he looked beyond our faults, you all, and he saw our need. Jesus purchased our salvation on Calvary with his precious blood. Hallelujah. Because while we were yet sinners, saints, Jesus died for us. Hallelujah. Who were ungodly. But I'm so glad that Jesus' love is eternal. Jesus' love is so inclusive of all people, of all nations. The word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Truly, we perceive the love of God and that he laid down his life for us. Glory be to God. He purchased our salvation. He paid the debt. He became our propitiation, meaning he became our substitute on the cross. Glory be to God. He paid a debt, in essence, that he did not owe, but he knew that we needed a Savior. He knew we needed to deliver. He knew we needed a healer. Hallelujah. He knew we needed a waymaker. Hallelujah. We needed a savior. Hallelujah. And he is all that. Hallelujah. So we truly ought to give him the praise and recognize that he do deserve all the glory. He do deserve all the praise. I love what David said. He said, oh, give thanks, hallelujah, to the Lord, for he is good. Glory be to God. When we consider the goodness of the Lord, when we think about the fact that we woke up this morning, hallelujah, that was not because of any good thing we did, but it was because of the goodness, the love, the mercy, the grace of God. Hallelujah. His mercy, his love toward us at times we know undeserving. But I'm so glad that Jesus looked beyond our faults, y'all. I'm excited about the love of God. I love what Apostle Paul says. He said, I'm persuaded that nothing shall be able to separate us, hallelujah, from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm so grateful today. Truly, we have a right, you all, to give him the glory, to give him all the praise. Let's do his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When we consider his great love, hallelujah, we can't measure it, y'all. We can never get over the love. Hallelujah. It's too high. We can't reach over. We can't measure it, in other words. The love of God is so immeasurable. Hallelujah. I just thank God because he loves us, y'all, with that agape love. And we talked about that some time ago. That's the highest form of love. It's an unconditional love. It's a love that we need and that we need to ask God to help us to get. Hallelujah. Listen, we are children of God. So the character of God through the power of his Holy Spirit is within us. So therefore, we ought to be an agape love. Loving people. We ought to love people in spite of their faults, in spite of how they may be different from you. Hallelujah. In the way they think, the way they dress, the way they act. We ought to be praying for our enemies. Praise the Lord. This is the Jesus way. Hallelujah. You know, we got to stand in the righteousness of God. Jesus paid for us that he paid the price. He shed his blood that we may become the righteousness of God. Therefore, we are going to be in right standing with God, meaning that we are going to trust him, meaning we're going to obey him. We're going to do what he say. You know, the Lord was saying, eye for an eye, for a tooth. But Jesus said, I say, love your enemies. Love those that persecute you. Hallelujah. We've got to be concerned for those who are unsaved. We got to love, in essence, what God loves, saints of the Most High God. We must hate what God hates. Listen, we hate the sin, but we love the soul. So it's up to us to love, hallelujah, to love our enemies, to pray that they get a change of mind and heart, that they accept the Lord as their Savior. Praise the Lord. It's so important, saints of God, that we obtain a kingdom mind. We are no longer of this worldly kingdom, but we are of the kingdom of the Most High God. We are the kingdom of God. We are the children of the light. We are the children of the day. We are not the children of the darkness. Hallelujah. We are no longer walking in our flesh, in other words. We are no longer walking to the dictates or living according to the dictates of this old demonic nature. No, we are now walking in the newness of life. We have exchanged partners, you know, so to speak. The Bible says if anyone be in Christ Jesus, I believe in 2 Corinthians chapter 5:17 says that if we have been born again, we are new creations in Christ. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad today that our old way of doing things, our old desires have been buried. Hallelujah. And we have to keep it buried. Do you know how we keep that old nature buried, you all? By renewing our minds in the Word of God. is so important that we must daily renew ourselves in the Lord. We must pray. We must feed ourselves the word of God. We must eat this word. We must meditate on this word. You know, like you used to, I remember my mother and then we used to laugh about my mom, how she used to take a chicken bone and she would chew that chicken bone till it got real fine. We said, wow. You know, that's the way we're supposed to do the word of God.
Your voice is very soft. We can't hear it very well right now. Can you listen? Again, I'm not sure what happened. Maybe it's my phone. I don't know. Go ahead.
All right. Yes. Well, I was just saying to you all, as people of God, the only way we can stay walking in the Spirit is that we feed ourselves the Word of God. We have to be transformed, you all, by the renewing of our mind. Praise the Lord. This is what Apostle Paul say, you know, in essence to the love of God, then our response should be to live a holy life, to live a godly life. I like what Apostle Paul says here. This is part of worship. Worship is to obey God, to trust him, to do according to his will. It says, Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Can you all hear me better? Hello? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, yes. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, okay, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Our response, you all, to the love of God, how the fact that he poured out his soul to us, he gave himself for our redemption, then we ought at least live right, live holy, live pleasing before the Lord. This is part of our worship. This is part of our thanksgiving unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's so important that we appreciate, praise God. We know this is the Thanksgiving season, but listen, every day we ought to give God the glory. Every day we ought to be about giving him the praise, because we know if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? I love what David says here in this psalm of praise. He said, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his goodness, mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation. We know that our God, he saved us. Hallelujah. He gave us his only begotten son. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles. In other words, from those who are ungodly. And we know God said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, they shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of those who love the Lord. We got to give God thanks of his holy name. Give God thanks to your holy name. His name is holy. Hallelujah. We serve a God that's whole, so holy, y'all. He is so righteous. He is so faithful. He is so glorious. He is so loving. He is so merciful. Hallelujah. He is, hallelujah, our provider. He's our Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Nisi. He is our victory. Hallelujah. The banner over us is love. Glory be to God. We have to understand that love is one of the greatest weapons in our spiritual arsenal. And we ought to use love the way Jesus did it to conquer sin, disease, and death. at the cross. Hallelujah. I'm so glad Jesus died. He was buried. But we know that's not the end of the story. On the third day, Jesus rose victorious, hallelujah, over sin, disease, sickness, and death. So likewise, we are no longer slaves to sin. We're no longer slaves, you all, to our old nature. We ought to be giving God the praise and the honor every day that it was He. We got to remember, He chose us before the foundation of the world. Believe in Revelations 13 and 8. He says, in God, hallelujah, He gave Himself, hallelujah. He was the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. My God, my God. God knew that Adam and Eve was going to mess up, and He had a plan already set for us. Look what kind of God we serve. He's a kind of God that's truly a Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Hallelujah. We give God the glory, saints. We want to give Him the praise because of who He is. Hallelujah. We got to remember that we owe God the praise when we consider, you all, that He's our wonderful counselor, as stated in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6. God is our He's our wonderful counselor. He's our mighty God. We owe our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the praise. He's our everlasting Father. He's our Prince of Peace. Glory be to God. And we ought to give Him the glory. We ought to give Him the praise, you all. Hallelujah. When we consider that He is our great provider, He's our good shepherd. He leads us, hallelujah, along the way. He keeps us from the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. Jesus Himself has given us His best, you all. He's given us salvation. He's given us, hallelujah, the precious Holy Spirit. He's given us His name, hallelujah, for at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, hallelujah. We got to know we have authority over diseases. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke sickness out of our bodies and our minds, and we rebuke the enemy out of the bodies and minds of our loved ones, because God has given us the authority. He is our great protector. He is our shield and buckler, our gracious Lord Savior, our healer and our deliverer. Truly, He is the Alpha and Omega. He is, in essence, our everything, y'all. He is the source to every resource. Glory be to God. We must give Him the praise and honor, because truly He's worthy. When we consider all these things that the Lord has done for us, I mean, if I had 1,000 tongues, I could never tell you how many times the Lord has kept me from my own self. Glory be to God. He's kept me, hallelujah, from the downfall with my own flesh. When I got off the track, the Lord, by the power of His Holy Spirit, brought me back and set me back on the right road. Truly, I feel like David. Hallelujah. David said, the Lord brought me out of the miry clay. He placed my feet on a rock to stay, and He has established my goings. I'm so glad that the Lord is our heart regulator. Hallelujah. He's our heart fixer, mind regulator. He's our all in all. Whatever we need on this morning, saints, have confidence to know when you pray, pray in faith, because we know without faith, we cannot please the Lord. It's so important that we grab hold to faith, hallelujah, and know that we have the power, you all, of life and death in our tongues, hallelujah. So we ought to praise the Lord in our daily walk, hallelujah. We ought to give God the praise. We need to decree and declare the truth of who we are in Christ Jesus, all because He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. It's important that we recognize that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We need to remember, saints of God, that we've been delivered out of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And I'm so glad that we are children of the King, worthy to be praised. At this time, we're going to give this part of the service back into the hands of Elder, hallelujah, Elder Horsley, okay? Praise the Lord. God bless you all. We pray you are blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. How much I owe for love divine. How much I owe for Christ is mine. He paid a debt for me. I know. How can I tell? How much I owe. On Calvary, where Jesus died, my blessed Lord was crucified. He paid a debt for me. I know, I cannot tell how much I owe. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, sweetheart. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah to God. God's moving by his spirit and by his power on this Thursday morning. Hallelujah to God. We just, God, for here. I know you probably can't hear everyone. Welcome to Prayer Deliverance Ministry again. Hallelujah to God. We thank you for the word, sweetheart. Yes, yes, yes. Whew. Yes, Lord. We thank God, hallelujah to God, for the word today. We're going to move into prayer, praise, and deliverance. Part of the service, we're going to continue here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. You know, I was thinking about this time that it was at the of the psalm that David was at, the Ark of the Covenant was at Obed-Edom house. Hallelujah to God. And also in this chronicle, it talks about God says, touching not my anointed, doing my prophets no harm. So we're covered by the blood of Jesus and everything that we do, you know. I'm still rejoicing over the miracles that God has worked, you know, and how God has blessed us to be here, hallelujah to God, in this platform, and how he protects us on this platform, hallelujah to God. And it's just wonderful to serve the Lord. Well, without further ado, we want to get the names of everyone that's on the line and your prayer requests, hallelujah to God, and we want to go forth in the name of Jesus because I feel like praising God right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. So the lines are open. If you have a prayer request, give the prayer request. And if you ever interview, want to, hallelujah, give your name. And if you have a prayer request, give your prayer request. And if you have a short testimony, hallelujah to God, because we're over on the time a little bit, and we want to get everyone prayer request in and put this back in the hands of Pastor Darlene so she could declare and decree the blessings over us before the broadcast ends this morning. Okay, that'll be okay. So the line's open now. Please give your name and let's
good morning.
Good morning.
Pray for me as me and my sister and them travel to Atlanta and back. Thank you.
To Atlanta and back, yes. Sister Vaughn, she's going to pray for that's Yvonne Master, right?
It's Yvonne Master.
Okay, yeah, I will put my phone on the screen. Okay,
thank you. And we'll be traveling to Atlanta, coming back Friday.
Okay, let me go. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have someone else there.
Good morning, this is Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone. I just want to thank God for the message, for the word that was given this morning, and you know just how that it is just like food for our souls this morning. I want to thank God for our families. Hallelujah, yes. And our children, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and we just pray, hallelujah, that everyone, you know, have a spirit, I mean, you know, just increase in the name of Jesus, you know, just pray for our families and everything, me and my family, also. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning to everyone. They are going to have a good, safe day. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. I'm asking for prayer for my left leg. This morning as I stepped, it hurted for me to take a step with that left leg. And it just happened this morning. So y'all just pray for strength in that leg. that left leg so I can be able to walk without pain or hopping. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary here, and I'm asking prayer. I'm so blessed this morning to for the message this morning. I thank God for the message and prayer request for my daughter who will be seeking some medical advice on tomorrow. I just want to be praying for the doctors and praying for her health and healing. Her name is Cece. Thank you.
Good morning, Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
And good morning, this is Chris. I just wanted to get prayer for just there's so many people that's getting killed, and I just want to get have prayer for the families that's grieving, that's going through it. You know, this is the holiday season that's coming about, so just to keep those families that's grieving in prayer, and just to pray for our black youth that they will stop the violence.
Good morning. This is Esther D. I'm just glad to be in the midst of God's people.
Good morning, Scholastic Isaiah, and thank God for the word and requesting prayer for Pastor David Morrell. He has been under the weather for a while now, just for healing in his body. And amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Maria again. It slipped my mind. Sherry Robinson, she have taken down with a cold and she can't shake it, so she asked me to lift her up on the prayer line. That's Sherry Robinson for the cold, flu, or whatever she got. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. This is Darlene, and I'm Darlene B. And I wanted to pray that justice will prevail concerning this Ahmaud Arbery trial and also this Rittenhouse trial. These are two trials that are out there. And it's just amazing some of the things that you're hearing as these trials are going forward. It's just really, really, to me, it's kind of comical of how they are twisting what happened during the course of their crimes that they committed. So I just want to, you know, pray that God will just let justice prevail so that there will not be any major issues across the nation. Amen. Anybody else before we get started with the prayers?
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
All right, Sister Glenda.
Good morning.
Your voice this morning.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening.
Okay, Sister Teresa, good to hear your voice. God bless you. Okay. All right, so we've heard these requests. We're going to come together, and I know that two are better than one. And as we come together, we know that one can put away 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight, and there are more than two people here. So we're going to put the devil to shame as we pray for these requests today. So let us come in right now. Hallelujah, Jesus.
The Lord God Almighty, we thank you this morning. We thank you right now, God, and we honor you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For the unity in the body of Christ, Lord. Every prayer that has came forth, Father, to your ears. Every prayer, you know, even unmissing prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, that will honor some of our hearts, Father. Hallelujah. But we have get a voice to Lord, you heard them in spite of everything. You heard them, Father. You heard them, Father. You are a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We honor you for the victory in the name of Jesus. We honor you right now, God. We thank you right now, God, because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that, hallelujah, we are healed, we are whole. nothing, missing nothing. Broken, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, God, for my eye is doing better, Father, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the prayers that I already have went forth about my eye, about my strength, Father, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, God, for our families, Father, this morning, Father. Hallelujah. For Eddie Banks, for Michelle Banks. Hallelujah. For Ebony Shakes, for Colin Rasko, for Cameron Rasko. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. For Mary Wright, for Louis James and April McNeil. For my uncles, my aunts, Uncle Robert, Uncle Jimmy, thank you right now, God, for the child that's going forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let justice prevail, Father. You are our defense, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're going to trust in you. We're going to trust your process. And we're going to lead not into our own understanding, but in all our ways. We're going to acknowledge you. You can direct the path right now, God. Lord, you know all, and you're over all, Father. You're all sovereign right now, God. You know every person that has something to do. Hallelujah. With the child that's going forth, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, minister to minds, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to everyone that has anything to do with that case, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that justice will prevail, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up all the spirit of lies, hallelujah, hallelujah, that's coming against, hallelujah, that family, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that truth will always stand, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the victory for that trial, thank you, Lord, for the victory for everyone that is sick, hallelujah, the ones that are in the hospital, the ones, hallelujah, thank you, Father, for your healing power. Let your holy virtues flow this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and binding up every other spirit of infirmity and any spirit, not of the Holy Spirit, we bind it and we cast it back for the hate of which it came in the name of Jesus. We return every negative thing, and back to the pit of hell, back to the sender, in the name we lose peace. We lose healing. Hallelujah. We lose wisdom, Father. Hallelujah. We move with knowledge, Father. Hallelujah. That will lead and guide us into all truth. Guiding us by the feelings of our hands. Guiding us by, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lead it and guide us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, for, hallelujah, illuminating our minds, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And as you are the end of which is the fruit of all this, giving thanks to your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for humility, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of obedience, Father, in the name of Jesus. Trusting in you, Lord. Trusting in your process, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you this morning right now, Father God. Hallelujah. We are strong in the Lord and the power of his might, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Hallelujah. Power to tread and purpose and over all the power of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, for providing the food banks that we need for today. Thank you, Lord God, for hallelujah, for deliverances right now, God, that's coming forth today in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for healing today that's coming forth. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For salvation today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We give you thanks in all things, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lay every concern at your feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Everything that's so easily beset, we lay it at your feet, God. And Lord, we just look up to the hills, keep our eyes lifted up to the hills, and we come in our help in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you are our shepherd. You are our defender. You are our shepherd. Hallelujah. For the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us to the side of pure water. He restores our souls. He leads us to the path of righteousness.
You're the only truth and living God. We shall fear, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our heads with oil. Surely, and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the miraculous man of God, we thank you for your son Jesus. Now that on the cross and Calvary for all situations, all praises, all challenges, and all emergencies, all storms. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. In your son Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
On this prayer line,
all of the ones that are here and that are not here on this prayer line, just say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. One moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, living and taking as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, and not as we should, we'll have it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the fact we declare this grand victory, we declare this salvation and healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. People's minds are loose from being in prison, and their minds are loose and being loose. Hallelujah. For behind bars and prison, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Deliverance will come. Healings will come. Father, we declare and we decree in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we honor you. Hallelujah. For already doing these things. It's already done in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you for the victory. We are overcome by the blood of the prophet and by the wounds of our testimony. Hallelujah. For abundant life, for a manifold life, for a hundredfold life, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
As we heard our sister Yvonne and her family will be traveling, we know that the angels will be there for you.
I decree this morning that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree that we love God and keep his commandments because we are anointed by God to do his work. I decree souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. And I declare and decree blessings overtake us, and we have more than enough. It doesn't matter what we look like right now. God is blessing us to have more than enough. I decree that we owe no man but to love him, and that we are the lender and not the borrower. I decree that we are redeemed from the curse of the law, and we overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I decree that our sins are forgiven, and we are blessed, and the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives in Jesus' name. So this morning, as we are about to leave, we will continue to rejoice in the Lord because we know that the Lord God is our strength. We know that he will make our feet like hind feet, and he will help us to walk upon those high places. So continue to walk with the Lord upon those high places and see God do some miraculous things as we get towards the end of the year. So as we leave today, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and thank you for loving me back. We will continue to just do God's will and see just the wondrous works of God towards the children of men. Have a beautiful day. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing, and have them to come in and join in with us because there is power in agreement. So have a beautiful day. I love you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.